With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's becoming clear to a growing number of Americans Kamala Harris is not qualified to serve as president.
She was gifted a nomination that she could never win on her own, and that as the American people learn more about her and about her radical record and her radical plans for the future, they're turning back to Donald Trump.
In an interview with the Salem Radio Network this week, Cotton commented on Harris's interview on Fox. North Carolina has broken its turnout record for the first day of early voting. Correspondent Robert Yoon has a special report on the voting habits of Americans over the years.
Voters today have some options in terms of how they vote and when they vote. The main choices are voting in person at a polling place on Election Day, voting early in person before Election Day, or voting by mail. There's been some form of absentee voting available to voters since the founding of the Republic, and early voting and mail voting have been around in some form for more than 100 years. But the snapshot of how people vote has really evolved over the years.
That's correspondent Robert Yoon. The Israeli government said a drone targeted the prime minister's house today, though there were no casualties, as Iran's supreme leader vowed that Hamas would continue its terrorist attacks following the killing of the mastermind of last year's deadly October 7th raid into Israel. President Biden met with European partners in a whirlwind trip to Germany. More details on that from correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president spent the day Friday in Berlin for talks with the German chancellor, as well as the president of France and the British prime minister. They discussed the conflict in the Middle East and Russia's war in Ukraine. Mr. Biden urged Western allies to keep supporting the Ukrainians.
And that report from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. This is SRN News. Evangelicals asked to recently discuss their view of sin. Michael Harrington has a report.
A new poll from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research asks the question, what is sinful? Amongst evangelicals, defined as people who hold traditional Christian beliefs about God, the Bible, and salvation, 96% say adultery is a sin. 87% think racism is a sin, and 86% believe viewing pornography is also sinful. However, the poll also reveals that only 76% of evangelicals say it's a sin to swear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are raising alarms about proposed legislation that would increase the power of Islamic courts in Malaysia. International Christian Concern says it's about power and control. Quote, if this bill passes, it could lead to a situation where religious authorities have the final say on a wide range of issues, from personal relationships to public policy. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on an evacuation order due to a fire risk in California.
A fast-moving brush fire in Northern California damaged four structures in the hills of Oakland, prompting an evacuation order. The fire is burning in the Oakland Hills, where a 1991 fire destroyed nearly 3,000 homes and killed 25 people. Forecasters have issued red flag warnings for fire danger until Saturday. As a precaution, a California utility shut off power in 19 counties as a major Diablo wind spiked the risk of power lines sparking a wildfire. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution printed 237 years ago and sent to the states to be ratified was sold for $9 million at auction this week in North Carolina. Brunk Auction sold the document, the only copy of its type thought to be privately owned at a private auction. More on these stories at srnnews.com.